Passing out food at the shelter the other day, a wise-looking friendly guy looked my way. I said, "Hey friend, how you doing? What do you think about all this going on in the world? What are we gonna do?" He said, "I've been standing in these bread lines now for over 30 years. Ever since I got out of Uncle Sam's army, can't seem to shake these fears, and the headlines never seem to change. But I'm beginning to get a clue. We got to stop making veterans." That's what he said. Stop making veterans. Talking to my mom, she was born in 1916, right in the middle of World War I. Lost her only brother in France in World War II. Watched her only son go off to Vietnam. She said, "My whole life, 87 years, war is all I've seen. And I don't know much, but I know one thing. We got to stop making veterans." That's what she said. Stop making veterans. When we learn to love each other, yeah, our sisters and our brothers, when we put an end to war, won't need soldiers anymore. Wrote a letter to my senator. I said, "I know you're a busy man worrying about folks disrespecting the flag and all, but I wish you'd act like a patriot. Stand up for the principles for which it stands, like free speech, like by and for the people, like dissent. But if you need to go after some flag defacers, I suggest you start with car dealers or giant grocery chains who deface the flag daily for their own commercial gains. Let freedom ring. And one more thing. Stop making veterans. That's what I said. Stop making veterans.